Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So I want to read this text exchange that I had with a friend to you guys, because at the end of the day, I think this dude is guilty of what he's saying he's offended about. Okay?
Okay, so he's being like a hypocrite?
Not necessarily a hypocrite. I think he's trying to hide right out in the open.
Oh.
So my friend's like in her early 40s, right? And she was in a very serious relationship until she found out that he was screwing around on her with not one, but a whole bunch of different women. Mm-hmm. So her life comes crashing down and she does the healthy thing and she stays away from dudes for an entire year. She's like, I can't. It's not even fair. So she stopped seeing everybody.
He was a serial cheater.
Yeah. So she gets back in the dating game and this first guy that she starts hanging out with is a really cool guy. Everything's great, actually. I'm so glad I took the year off. This guy seems absolutely great. He's checking all the boxes, but she's been trying to take it slowly, right? So she texts me last week and we catch up on some small talk and then there's the good stuff. So she writes, I'm going to call her Carrie. Okay, so now let me ask you a question. I've been seeing Kai for 4 months. I really, capital letters, really, I'm into this guy. It's been the most stable relationship I've been in, and we both know how much I needed some of that, right? She writes, following me? And I wrote, yep, the ADHD hasn't kicked in yet. She says, so I promised myself to take this one slowly, so we haven't had sex yet. Right, 4 months, no sex. I write, good for you. I'm sure he had strong feelings about that. I wrote, ha. She says, he's been pretty damn patient, honestly. He knows about my last relationship, so understood why I was taking it slowly. Everything good so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me, sounds good so fart, is what I wrote.
That is classic you in text message.
And then she wrote, did you realize what you just wrote? And I wrote, ha. And she wrote, ha. Anyway, I told him I'm ready, but I wanted to see the results from an STD test. And he was appalled. I wrote, I think that's fairly common now, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I think that's fairly common now.
I don't know if it's common, but I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Okay. It's pretty common, I think.
Is it now?
Yeah.
All right. She wrote, I think so, but he was really offended. Like I was attacking his character. What kind of guy do you think I am, is what he said. And really pushing back on the idea. So I texted back, weird. I mean, why would he take that so personally? And she writes back, Bert, he ghosted me. I haven't heard from him since. And that's when I wrote, maybe I'm being skeptical here, but do you think that maybe he actually has an STD and he's gaslighting you? And she said, could be. It's a mystery. And then there was just some more small talk and we wrapped it up. So could that be to be so appalled by something like that? Now, I'm not dating like that, and I have never asked anybody to see the results from an STD test. But if you've been in this situation and this makes some sense to you, and the other person was totally appalled, 1-855-BERT-SHOW.
There's one thing I learned from a woman who was older than me, and this was right when I got out of college. And, you know, back in the day, like, talking about this stuff is taboo, and it just kind of feels like it kills the mood. And she was maybe, like, 10 years older than me, and just one of those women who knew her value and knew her worth and was so confident and did not care what anyone thought about her. And I'm, like, looking at her, I'm like, I want to be you when I grow up. Mm. And she said, if you're not adult enough to talk about things around sex, like STD tests and, you know, and birth control and all of that, then you're not an adult enough to be having it.
Mm.
And that really stuck with me. And it took away the stigma, because I wasn't dating my now husband then. It took away the stigma of having any of those conversations, because in my head, I'm like, yeah, she's right. If you're not adult enough to have these conversations about health and what could happen, then you're not adult enough to be doing it.
Yeah, I don't see what the problem is. I've never been asked that in my years of dating, but if a woman were to ask me that, I would see it as a positive thing. Mm-hmm. Like, she cares about who she, you know, sleeps with, and that's important to her. I would see that as a green flag.
And if somebody asks you, be like, okay, cool, I'll do it as long as you do it. So if you want to see mine, then I want to see yours.
Yeah.
Before I see yours and you see mine.
I think the timeline on this is really telling, because I think people that are dating nowadays kind of know that within that 90-day period is when things start to get very real and when people start to show their true colors. And I think anybody can have a fun, magical, like, oh, this could be it time for 3 months. But once you hit that 4-month mark, that's when people really start to reveal who they are. And I think by you asking something that's important to you, he showed you exactly who he is and that he's not the right person for you.
I don't know the reason to be appalled by it, though. Like, you're so upset by this suggestion that I'm just going to not talk to you anymore.
Unless she said, I never do this, but something about you, I need you to take a test.
Yeah,
that would be different.
She made it personal, right?
The Bert Show.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.